College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is Brian Craven, and this is the Culture Hour. I apologize for not doing my show last week. I was pretty busy and quite exhausted. I hadn't really gotten around to kind of finding a good playlist or getting a good playlist together. So, but today we I'm back. I'm taking the hour to just relax, and today's our jazz day. So, as I promised, I was going to do a jazz day. I'm still yet to do a classical day, but today's going to be all about jazz. And recently, I've actually been really getting into jazz. So, I think we'll just go ahead and start off with some music. Let's see. I think, so the first one I want to play actually is, I'm going to play a song, by Chet Baker, was a movie put out about him, starring Ethan Hawke. And basically, so Chet Baker was a pretty well known, was a very well known jazz musician who interestingly enough, didn't come from the East Coast, actually came from more of like the West Coast school of jazz, and was very successful. And the thing that's really, everything that's really interesting, it's really great about him is, I mean, obviously all jazz musicians are just incredible. They're all great, you know, instrumentalists and incredibly talented at their various instruments. But Chet Baker, he could sing. He can sing as well. And as you'll see in the song I'm playing, which is Always You. You'll hear that he's got a really awesome voice. So let's get right into it. And so the first song we'll be playing is It's Always You by Chet Baker.
Till the star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see. It's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. It's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you, you dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's all. Thank you. It's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's all.
And we're back. That was It's Always You by Chet Baker. So yeah, so I'm actually pretty excited. I feel slightly more informed in terms of the genre of jazz. I used to have a real, honestly, it was like I had a playlist, a jazz playlist that I used to play if you're a long time listener to the show, and it was really just a lot of, you know, the classic regular, and it wasn't even just all jazz. Like, you know, I had Frank Sinatra in there and all sorts of stuff. So it's kind of like jazzy, Italian-y, you know, all that kind of stuff. And recently I have to, you know, I don't want to plagiarize. So this isn't my playlist I'm actually going to be playing off of. It's predominantly, not everything, but most of the songs are going to be off of the late night jazz playlist from Spotify, which if you're into jazz or you want to get into jazz, is really a great place to start. I'll turn this on and it really just kind of takes me away, and it's like it makes me, even if I'm stressed out, it's like it's kind of like I feel like I'm telling myself, oh, it's gonna be okay, and then I can settle down and kind of get work done. I just, whenever I play the, when I listen to this playlist, I think, you know, I imagine myself sitting in my single man apartment in whatever city that I work in or whatever, you know, a few years from now, and just sitting, you know, after a long day of work, sitting, listening to this playlist, and just drinking a nice glass of wine, and, you know, I probably didn't feel like cooking, so I'm probably just, you know, eating some prosciutto or some mozzarella, you know, some nice cheeses or whatever that I have lying around, you know, and just kind of looking out down onto the street below, just kind of relaxing. It's very ideal, romantic kind of vision of life, and it might not ever even come true, but we can always dream, can't we? So the next song I'm gonna play is another pretty I would say has a romantic feel. There's no lyrics in this song. But I think it's, I mean, again, I'm not particularly well versed in jazz, and I'm just starting to really kind of get more into the genre, besides kind of the surface level generic, I guess is what I would call it, the generic, you know, famous stuff. And this is Skating in Central Park, which I actually think is a pretty famous jazz song, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like I've heard of it before that I found it. But yeah, this is a great song by Bill Evans and Jim Hall, and it's kind of funny because I think if you kind of imagine the title Skating in Central Park, I don't know, I think it gives this very romantic, kind of wintry, almost Christmassy essence to it. But the music is not particularly Christmassy, but it's kind of nice, and again, it's just kind of a relaxing kind of undertones, and it's not. It's not particularly stressful, and it's kind of just a reminder that, you know, everything's going to be okay, and everything's going to work out. Even though I know jazz is significantly more complex. And I think there's also definitely jazz where you have that complexity, and there's also jazz that is meant to be more kind of emotional and more evocative of certain emotions, whether it's romantic or, you know, longing or loneliness or whatever, but yeah, enough of me talking. I will shut up now, and let's get into Skating in Central Park by Bill Evans and Jim Hall.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Skating in Central Park by Bill Evans and Jim Hall. Let's see. So next up, I've got a few songs here trying to decide. Actually, you know what? No, actually, the next one I'll go with is Blue in Green by Miles Davis, which, of course, Miles Davis is a very famous, very well-known, and ridiculously talented jazz musician. In fact, one of my friends actually put me on to listening to Miles Davis because he highly, highly recommended him. And I think Blue and Green is one of his more famous songs, but, I mean, Miles Davis is known as being an incredible musician and one of the best jazz artists of all time. But yeah, I actually think I might have played this the last time I had a jazz day. So we'll get right into it. This next song is Blue in Green by Miles Davis.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Blue and Green by Miles Davis. So next up, I'm going to play a song. Let me see how much time. I want to play more. Okay. So I'm going to play I Can't Wait Till I Get Home by Henry Threadgill. And the reason I'm kind of conflicted is there's another song by Henry Threadgill that I really like, but it's 7 minutes long. So I wasn't sure if I wanted to play that one, which I like a little bit better, or if I wanted to go ahead and play this one, which is shorter, so we can get more jazz, and I think I'll just play this one. But so Henry Threadgill is he's not like a big, he's not a particularly famous jazz musician, because I think part of it's because he's considered an avant-garde jazz musician, and he. But it was actually relatively recent. I think it was in 2016 or 2015. He actually won the Pulitzer for an album that he recorded, and that's kind of how I found out about him. I was I got bored and I started looking at the Pulitzer for music because I knew that Kendrick Lamar had won it for his album. And so I was looking at who else had won this, and there's a lot of operas, there's a lot of classical music, and there's also a decent amount of jazz. And then I found Henry Threadgill, looked him up on Spotify, and found some music by him. I think that in this sense, his music definitely is kind of avant-garde, and it takes kind of that. A different approach to jazz, and you can kind of hear that in the difference of the rhythms. But I think that this song isn't too different. I think that's kind of what's interesting is there's a lot of music and a lot of art that is when it is very avant-garde. It's really avant-garde and it's really out there, and it's almost like it becomes too out there to really enjoy. At least for me, and sometimes you just have to play along and be like, oh yeah, sure, that's beautiful, even if you don't really, even if you don't enjoy it as much. But I think that's one of the things I like about at least what I've listened to thus far by Henry Threadgill, is that although he definitely changes things up and has very, very different beats and very different rhythms and stuff, there's still, you can still hear the jazz in there. You can still hear, kind of where it came from. And it's still also just really kind of pretty enjoyable music, in my opinion. This song I'm going to play is I Can't Wait Till I Get Home. By Henry Threadgill, and I think I'm not sure which album this one's off of, but it's off of one of his more, I guess, well-known albums. So yeah, here we go with I Can't Wait Till I Get Home by Henry Threadgill. Thank you. And we're back. That was I Can't Wait Till I Get Home by Henry Threadgill. Pulitzer Prize winning avant-garde jazz musician. I think it's, there's definitely some acquired taste in there. I think, like, his use of the trumpet to make, you know, kind of almost pretty, like, I guess, oblique and, you know, I'm trying to think of the right word. Kind of almost a screechy kind of sound. It's not necessarily, it isn't necessarily the most, you know, it's soothing. And I don't think that's what his music necessarily is about. It's very dynamic. It's much more fast-paced. But yeah, at the same time, like, you can still see where the bones of jazz are still holding in there. As opposed to, like, some ridiculously avant-garde art, you know, that just doesn't make any sense. And it's just like, what is this? Or, you know, there's also some music or some operas out there that are just very, you know, very bizarre and you know. So, but I think that he's able to kind of create something that is still, that I think that even the average person can get behind and can kind of enjoy. So, next up, I'm going to play Nema, which is another song off of this playlist, the Late Night Jazz playlist, by John Coltrane. It's one that I definitely recognize, I really like. So it's a pretty good song. This is back to the classic jazz, you know, kind of smooth jazz and stuff like that. So yeah, let's get right into it. Nema by John Coltrane.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Nema by John Coltrane. Really, really love that song. It's really great. So next up, I'm actually going to play another Chet Baker song because, like I said, I really, really, really like the guy. And then after that, we're gonna have a request. I am taking requests for anybody that's listening. I always take requests, particularly on genres like this that I don't always listen to, but I always take requests regardless of the genre, because I always love hearing from my listeners. But for right now, I'm going to play I Fall in Love Too Easily by Chet Baker. So here it is.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too
So that last one was Magic by Count Basie, and that was a request coming all the way from Georgetown, Kentucky, from my dad, who's always a great listener of the show and is a connoisseur of jazz music. He's listens to a lot of jazz music all the time, and he knows what's up. He knows what's good. And I thank him for that recommendation. That was excellent. Absolutely loved it. Let's see. What should I play next? We gotta finish up here in a little bit, so I'm gonna start maybe playing some classics, because you gotta hit some of the great ones. There's one I definitely am gonna play here, which is La Vie en Rose by Louis Armstrong, which is just a classic romantic jazz song that's played in. So it's played in a lot of movies, and it's great. It's just an excellent, excellent song. So I think we'll go ahead and play that. So this next one is La Vie en Rose by Louis Armstrong.
Spell you kiss. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday void seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. La Vie en Rose.
So that was La Vie en Rose. Time for probably two more songs. So let's, I gotta find them now, actually. I know what one of them's gonna be, but Let's see. You can tell I am very, very, very well prepared for this. I guess what I will play is I'll play a song, another song off of this. That's really, I think it's really good. And this is by Wes Montgomery. It's called "In Your Own Sweet Way." It's another. This is a great jazz song. Honestly, don't know much about Wes Montgomery or anything like that. Unlike some of the other guys. This will be the second to last song. And stick around for the last song, because I think you'll like it, and I think it'll be a good way to finish off this session. But before we get to that, I will play "In Your Own Sweet Way" by Wes Montgomery. Thank you. we're back, and that was In Your Own Sweet Way by Wes Montgomery. So I hope you all, for all those who are listening, I really hope you enjoyed the radio show today. I've definitely enjoyed it. I am super chilled right now and so chilled out, like, because of this music. It's really awesome. So the song I'm going to finish off with is a classic by Louis Armstrong. And I guess, you know, it's interesting because this song, which I'll go ahead and say what it is. It's What a Wonderful World. This song has an incredible amount of meaning to me because I remember the first time I heard it was when I was probably about maybe like, I think 3 or 4 years old. They played it for nap time in Montessori school and in preschool, and I remember we would always just fall asleep to it. So I've known this song since I was, you know, about as young as you could introduce a kid to a song. And then what was funny about it was, I always knew it, and, you know, I listened to it every now and then. But then in my senior year of high school, I was in a group called the Spartones, which was like the men's choir, and I did it to get my, you know, to get my art credit. So I was doing my senior year, and it was spring semester, and I was getting ready to graduate, and we had to come up with a song to sing at baccalaureate, which is kind of like it's one of the services you have a few days before graduation. So it was exciting. And interestingly enough, I was the one that necessarily made the recommendation, but I forget who made the decision, but someone made the decision that we should do What a Wonderful World, which I found to be just so cool that here was a song that had been played since I was a kid. Also, mind you, also this song, not only was it played at nap time, but it was also played when I graduated from like kindergarten or preschool and then moved on to a new school. So in a sense, this song followed me when I moved on from Montessori school, where I went for like preschool to kindergarten. It was at the end of that I listened to it, or it was kind of played at my graduation. And then this kind of in a way was kind of played as I was leaving my high school, which I'd been at that school from first grade to the end of high school. So I'm going to have to find a way to incorporate it into my graduation from here at Lafayette. I don't know how I'll do that, but I'll have to find a way. Maybe I'll just play it with my family. This has been super exciting. I thank my dad for listening, taking the time out of his day to listen. And hopefully, you know, and whoever else was listening, I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope I've turned you on to jazz if you didn't like jazz before. And if you liked jazz, I hope I picked some good songs. I know I don't know that much, and I'm not much of a connoisseur. I'm just kind of really getting into the genre. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. I hope the weekend goes well for everybody. Everyone that's listening, and to you, Dad, I'll see you on Friday. I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their week and a wonderful weekend. And I'll finish this off with the wonderful song "What a Wonderful World." So you're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, and this is Brian Craven, who has been hosting the Culture Hour, and this truly has been an hour of culture. And I am signing off. So last, but certainly not least, What a Wonderful World. Thank you for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds. say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself,